Pro-life leaders praise Trump for ensuring coronavirus bill includes Hyde Amendment. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 14, 2020. National pro-life leaders praised President Donald Trump and his administration for rejecting proposals to the coronavirus supplemental bill that would force American taxpayers to fund abortion. On Friday night, Trump announced his support for the Families First Coronavirus Response Act to assist Americans affected financially by the spread of the coronavirus. Trump had initially expressed his opposition to the bill, stating it had too many unrelated goodies that Democrats were trying to stuff in the bill. On Thursday, the Daily Caller reported that White House officials indicated House Speaker Nancy Pelosi attempted to ensure a Hyde Amendment loophole was included in the economic stimulus bill. The Hyde Amendment is a long-standing provision applied to spending bills that states taxpayer monies will not be used to fund abortions. According to the report, a White House official said Pelosi tried to lobby for a mandate for up to $1 billion to reimburse laboratory claims, which would not have the Hyde Amendment protections applied. The official reportedly stated, "A new mandatory funding stream that does not have Hyde protections would be unprecedented." Under the guise of protecting people, Speaker Pelosi is working to make sure taxpayer dollars are spent covering abortion, which is not only backwards, but goes against historical norms. Planned Parenthood attacked the concern that taxpayer funds would be used for abortions as a result of the coronavirus spending bill. The abortion giant complained, "Using this very real public health emergency to attack abortion coverage shows a despicable lack of concern about the severity of this crisis. These politicians will do anything to advance their anti-abortion agenda." But Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, noted, "The fact that Planned Parenthood believes emergency hashtag coronavirus pandemic funding should be used for taxpayer-funded abortion tells you all you need to know about the abortion Goliath." Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List, praised President Donald Trump and his administration for showing unyielding pro-life resolve by successfully applying the Hyde Amendment to funds in the coronavirus supplemental bill. She added Americans should not have to worry during this time whether emergency funds are not being used for legitimate health purposes.